For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're in winter's favorite town, the snow-covered mountains surround you. A historic main street charms you. And every day brings a new adventure. Welcome to Park City, Utah. Naturally, winter's favorite town. Join the experience at visitparkcity.com.
This is the Juice on the Cuse podcast, covering Syracuse basketball, lacrosse, and football.
Good morning, Syracuse. Welcome back to the Juice on the Cuse podcast presented by Rivals.com. I'm your host, Wes Chang. Thanks so much for joining us on this Wednesday, September 13, 2023. We will get to Syracuse's win over Western Michigan and the recruiting implications, but we begin today's show on a very melancholy note. Former Syracuse and NFL wide receiver Mike Williams passed away on Tuesday. Williams was reportedly involved in a construction site accident, and he was 36 years old. A star wide receiver at Syracuse from 2006 to 2009, Williams was a former second-team All-Big East performer who holds the program record for consecutive games with a touchdown reception with 10 and ranks in the top 10 in multiple categories in program history, including yards, yards per game, and receptions. He went on to play for the Tampa Bay Bucks and the Buffalo Bills, where he finished his NFL career with 3,089 yards and 26 touchdowns. On a personal note, I was working for Scout, later known as 24/7 Sports, back in 2005, and Williams was one of the recruiting classes I covered and one of the recruits that I spoke with during that time. And I just remember him as someone who was full of potential, like many of the recruits that we speak with here at Rivals. And I knew right from the beginning he was going to be a superstar at Syracuse, and he was. And we at The Juice extend our deepest sympathies to Mike's family in the Syracuse football world. There's no good way to transition out of that story, so I'll just mention before the break that Syracuse defeated Western Michigan on Saturday, and we're going to be talking to Brad Bierman later on to break down the win and also the upcoming game against Purdue. We'll also be joined by 2024 quarterback Jacob Zamot, who visited Syracuse over the weekend when we return, and I'm Wes Chang.
This is the Juice on the Cuse podcast.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So Syracuse hosted more than two dozen recruits at the Western Michigan game over the weekend. One of them was New Jersey quarterback Jacob Zamot, and we welcome him on the program now. Jacob, really appreciate the time. How are you today? Thanks for coming on.
What's up? I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, Jacob, doing really well. We'll get you started on this one. You were up at Syracuse this weekend. How'd the visit go for you?
Oh, I mean, the trip was great. You know, it's about like a five-hour trip, so it's not too bad. But, you know, I got up there. You know, I've been to Syracuse a few times prior, so, you know, I was expecting, you know, what it's usually been. And every time I go up there, you know, I have a great time. The coaches treat me well. The facilities are awesome. And, you know, they're a good football team. So it's always nice, you know, watch some good football. So the whole experience, you know, it's always awesome going to Syracuse.
So what'd you think of the actual game on the field?
Well, I mean, obviously they dominated Western Michigan, but, you know, I felt like, you know, their overall offense was, you know, pretty balanced. I like the way that, you know, they passed the ball. They, you know, they trust their quarterback. They giving him the ball, you know, in certain situations and letting him, you know, make his reads and do what he does best. So, I feel like, you know, with the pass game and the run game, you know, I feel it's pretty balanced. And also like how, you know, they utilize their quarterback in the run game as well, because, you know, if you have a quarterback that can move a little, you know, it's always smart, you know, you utilizing your players at what they're best at. So I feel like, you know, they know how to work their players. And, you know, obviously that's why, you know, it was a dominant win for them.
You know, Jacob, you just talked about a quarterback that knows how to move and make smart decisions with the football. I think you're actually describing yourself there. So tell me how your recruitment's going with Syracuse.
I mean, you know, things are good. You know, like I said, I believe they have, you know, a commitment. But, you know, I've been talking with the assistant quarterbacks coach and Coach Dennis Thomas, high school relations coach. And when I went up there, I was talking with the assistant QB coach. And, you know, he's telling me that, you know, I'm still on their radar. And that, you know, they just want to see some game film from this season. And they'll make a decision on whether, you know, what they want to do, like around mid-season towards October-ish. So, you know, he told me, you know, just keep working hard. You know, keep sending out my film to them. And, you know, we'll see what happens.
You just mentioned Dennis Thomas. He's the director of high school relations at Syracuse. He's also your former coach at Millville. That's got to be cool to continue that relationship with him from high school to college.
Yeah, 100%. You know, DT, he was my guy in high school. You know, I learned a lot from him because he was my coach, you know, for two seasons, my freshman and sophomore year. Those years, you know, I was not the starter, so I sat back and I learned from not only the quarterback that was in front of me, but also him as well, because, you know, he was calling the plays for us on offense. So, you know, he was able to teach me a lot because, you know, he has a great IQ when it comes to football, so I was able to pick up a lot of stuff from him. You know, he taught me a lot.
I just wanted to go back to your visit for a bit. You went up with a bunch of your Millville teammates, including your brother Joseph, and then you got to see your former teammate at Millville, LaQuint Allen, start at running back and have a great game with three touchdowns. That must have been a great experience for you.
Yeah, you know, it felt great. It's always nice going up to a football game, you know, with your teammates. And, you know, it was nice seeing one of my former teammates in LaQuint Allen. So, you know, it was always nice. You know, we all know how good of a player LaQuint is. So every time we go up there, you know, it's always nice, you know, to see him play and see how far he's come and how much he's gotten better since high school. Because I was with him for two seasons at Millville for my freshman and sophomore year. So I was able to witness, you know, what he's able to do in high school. And then, you know, to see him do what he's doing in college, you know, it's definitely inspiring. You know, someone from Millville, the same city you were born and raised in, you know, be able to make it out and, you know, go play some ACC football. So, you know, it was nice seeing him play, but also growing up with my teammates, you know, it's always nice. It's just like, you know, it's like team bonding, I'd say, you know, just getting out watching football with my teammates, especially making a college visit out of it. You know, it's always nice going to watch college games with my teammates.
So, Jacob, how's your overall recruitment going? And I know you already got five offers on the table.
You know, it's pretty good. Like I said, yeah, of the five offers, I got Merrimack, Maine, Sacred Heart, Rhode Island, and Delaware State. So, you know, those five schools, you know, show obviously showing the most interest in me. But there's also some other, you know, FCS schools, CAA schools that are, you know, are on my radar still. And, you know, they're just waiting, you know, to see how the season goes. Because you know how FCS schools are a little later than FBS schools. Like, FBS schools usually have most of their commits by their senior season. But a lot of FCS schools, especially for quarterback position, they don't really get a commitment till like, mid-senior year towards the end. So, you know, I'm just, you know, waiting patiently. You know, me as a Christian, you know, I just put my trust in God. And I know everything will take care of itself. But for right now, my main focus is just winning another state championship. So as far as college recruitment offers, you know, I think that'll come along the way as long as I keep playing well and doing what I'm doing.
And Jacob, we'll get you out of here on this one. And it's a great segue into my last question, which is about your football season. I know you guys are coming off a couple really impressive wins, and your brother Joseph, who's a linebacker at Millville, was telling you that he picked off a pass on defense, and on the very next play, you threw a touchdown. That's got to be a great feeling, right?
Yeah, after that play, you know, I immediately ran to him and, you know, celebrated with him because, you know, at the end of the day, the whole team is, you know, that's all my brothers, but, you know, it's different with him. Obviously, he's my family. He's my blood brother. So, and me and him have played our whole life. So, you know, just me being able to go out there, knowing all the hard work he's put into this, just seeing it pay off and seeing him have fun and dominate and play at the level I know he's capable of, you know, it's awesome to see because junior year is your most important year as far as high school recruiting. You know, I had my junior year, I had a great junior year, and, you know, now it's my senior year, so now it's his turn to step up and, you know, have that great year because, you know, I know how it feels, you know, to live under the shadow, especially with my older brother, you know, Josh Amont dominating high school, going D1, me coming off of a great season, picking up a few offers, picking up a few Division I offers, and, you know, he's the last one. So, you know, there's pressure there, and seeing him, you know, live up to the hype and just dominate week after week after week. And mind you, we've only played three games, and he's doing his thing. So just being able to see him go out there and ball out, and just being able to, you know, to play with him, especially because he plays offense as well. So, you know, just us me being able to play together with him, my brother, I've been playing with my whole life. You know, it's awesome.
Jacob, thank you so much. That was awesome. Good luck the rest of the season. Talk to you soon.
No, I appreciate it, man. Take care. Thank you.
Jacob Zamat, ladies and gentlemen, we've been tracking Jacob's recruitment for a couple years now. He's got 5 offers. I think he adds a few more before the end of the senior year. You know that Syracuse has got their eye on him. So we'll just have to see how that recruitment plays out. But obviously, wishing him all the best as he narrows down what college he wants to attend. We'll take a quick break. Brad Bierman will join us after. I'm Wes Chang.
This is the Juice on the Cuse podcast.
So Syracuse improved to 2-0 on the season with a dominant 48-7 win over Western Michigan on Saturday. We welcome on the Juice Online editor-in-chief, Brad Bierman, to break it all down. Brad, how are you today?
I am doing well, Wes. Thank you.
Brad, Syracuse had no issues with the Broncos on Saturday. What were your main takeaways from their second win of the season?
Well, first of all, of course, they got the job done, which was to win the game and to try to see improvement from game one to game two of the season, which is the mantra of any football coach, and Dino Babers included. It was kind of an unusual game, really a one-half game, if you will, with just 3 points scored in the second half. Nothing really to be concerned about that when you have that kind of game, when you score 45 points at halftime and have such a big lead. It's really hard then to keep in focus a game plan and with reserves playing in the second half. But I really want to give a shout out to the Syracuse defense so far after 2 games, Wes. It's been really impressive in my opinion, even against an FCS and group of 5 Mid-American Conference opponent. Really love the 5 in the 3-3-5. So I'm going to give a shout out to Isaiah Johnson, Miles Farmer, Jason Simmons, Justin Barron, and Elijah Clark in the secondary. Those guys can hit. They're really tough, and I'm expecting, you know, 1 or 2 of those players to emerge as an all-ACC type of performer to complement the great linebacker core we've talked about. And the rotation now of 5, 6, 7 players on the D-line, so critical for getting fresh bodies in there. Offensively, the loss of Gadsden certainly hurts, All-American candidate, but if there's one position I think Syracuse could suffer a loss of a player of his caliber, it is wide receiver. 4 or 5 guys have stepped up. I mentioned to you in the preseason I was looking for 6 receivers to contribute on a regular basis over a 12-game season, and I think that's happened. And Garrett Schrader threw 30 times in just one half. So the passing game is really showing something after 2 games. The key to this team is going to be, as always, the offensive line. If they can successfully run block and then protect Garrett Schrader, that's going to be a good sign. 2 specialists, Brady Denenberg's been kicking everything out of the end zone. That's what Dino Babers wants, and he's been doing that in all but one of his kickoffs after 2 games. And in the small picture of kicks for punter Stonehouse, he's done a great job, especially in the second half against Western Michigan. So everything's set up, Wes. Teed right up for against 2 teams that Syracuse should beat, and they did, now with a big test on the road against a Power 5 team, Purdue, on Saturday night.
So, yeah, Brad, let's talk about that Purdue game. Do you see Syracuse moving to 3-0 on the year?
Right off the bat, it stands out. Syracuse is the favorite on the betting line, and that says something there. Also, from all the analytics, matchup predictors and such, Syracuse is the favorite here, Wes. So that says a lot to me going on the road against a Big Ten opponent. Going to be a near sellout crowd, loud atmosphere, et cetera. A team that has many players back from a squad that played in the Big Ten championship game last year. And, of course, Syracuse had to defeat in the dome just in the final few seconds last season. But I'm expecting Syracuse to, again, really test the Purdue secondary as they did Western Michigan. A big passing game for Garrett Schrader in this one. And I think he's going to be the difference. He's just such a cool collective quarterback for Syracuse. He's demonstrated that now into his 3rd year, and I really think he's going to be the difference. And maybe a Brady Denenberg kick, a good field position back and forth, that type of game where Syracuse wins a close one by under a touchdown.
And Brad, we're right at the end of our show. You have a closing thought?
I'm going to have sneak 2 quick thoughts in here, Wes. The first one, a continuation of the Purdue game. Trivia note for SU football fans, it will be the first time Syracuse football is played on NBC since way back on January 1st, 1996, the 41-0 Gator Bowl win over Clemson. Donovan McNabb's first season, Marvin Harrison's last game as an Orange player, 7 catches for 173 yards to end a College Football Hall of Fame career and embark on a Pro Football Hall of Fame career. My other thought is this is a big week for the history of Syracuse athletics, Wes, because the university has officially announced its preferred Orange United NIL collective. That's going to be the preferred collective of the university. Players will be able to use all the official marks of the Orange, the university's athletic department, the dome, et cetera. And this is a really big step forward for Syracuse athletics. It comes just over 26 months after NIL went into place on July 1st, 2021. Syracuse wanted to take its time, test the landscape, get involved with the right partner. I think they have with Sunil, based in New York City. Jay Belzer, one of the early founders of NIL businesses. He's very informed and one of the industry leaders in that category. So great news for Syracuse's student athletes in all of its men's and women's sports with the debut of Orange United, the NIL collective.
Brad, I'll close the show on 2024 guard Jaleel Bethea, a four-star recruit who Syracuse has been targeting for quite some time. Bethea was supposed to officially visit Syracuse this weekend, but canceled that visit along to one to Alabama following his visit to Miami over the weekend, according to friend of the show on ZagsBlogs.com, Adam Zagoria. All signs point to Bethea going to the Hurricanes, and there are already two rivals future cast to Miami. Disappointing for sure for the Orange, but keep in mind the 2024 class is already off to a great start with Donnie Freeman and Elijah Moore. That's it for us. I want to thank my guest, 2024 quarterback Jacob Zamat, the Juice Online editor-in-chief Brad Bierman. And this is Wes Chang reminding you that when I stub my toe, it's like I press a button that plays all the curse words I know. You've been listening to the Juice on the Cuse podcast presented by Rivals.com, and we'll see you next time.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Why?
If you have T-Mobile 5G home internet, you might be hearing this a lot.
Why?
Every time your internet slows down during the busiest hours.
Why?
Because your network gives priority to cell phone users.
Why?
Good question. Why not switch to Cox internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours?
Okay.
Stop the whys and visit cox.com/5G home for details. T-Mobile prioritizes certain T-Mobile phone users over home internet users during times of congestion.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.